Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
The first scripture readings are from Isaiah 40 and later 2 Peter. The prophet Isaiah lived in a time of exile perpetrated on the Hebrews by the Babylonians. By the time we get to chapter 40, one of our readings for today, Isaiah's disciples are writing after the exile as it ended. In this part of the book, we hear themes of comfort and peace, and the possibility that the paths of our lives can be cleared for new life. We also hear that we are always held in the peaceful presence of our God. Hear what the prophet says. Comfort. O comfort my people, says our God. Speak tenderly to the Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. For uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, do not fear, say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. He will feed the flock like a shepherd, and he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Now, the new churches of the first century were encouraged by the writer of the letters called 1 and 2 Peter. These churches were living in a confusing time as they struggled with the belief that Jesus' return was imminent, but was not yet coming to fruition. In our reading today, the writer invites them to wait with peaceful hearts, even in the midst of what feels like chaos. Hear this excerpt from 2 Peter. This point must not be overlooked, dear friends. In the eyes of the Most High, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. God does not delay in keeping the promise, as some mean delay. Rather, God shows you generous patience, desiring that no one perish, but that all come to repentance. But what we await are new heavens and a new earth, where, according to the promise, God's justice will reside. So, beloved, while waiting for this, make every effort to be found at peace and without stain or defilement of God's sight. Consider our God's patience as your opportunity for salvation. The gospel reading today comes from the book of Mark, starting with the first chapter. Listen to these words. The second gospel reading of Advent from the gospel, according to Mark, is at the very beginning of the book, setting up the idea that this story of Jesus will be a transformative experience. Drawing on the prophet Isaiah, Mark tells the readers that God is making a way in the most difficult places, clearing open paths in the desert places. John the Baptist shows up in Advent. As he typically does, a sign that the time has come when the Messiah, born of the Spirit, shall be present among us. Here is the chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" So John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed in camel hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the straps of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Praise be to God.
Will you pray with me? Holy God of peace, we seek your presence in these darkening days. We seek a calm within, an absence of conflict between people and nations. But more deeply, we seek your shalom, the deep and abiding peace that will come only through the justice of your kingdom. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So where do you go to find peace? If I were to ask you to make a list of the places you would associate with healing, restoration, nurture, and compassion, what kinds of places would you put on the list? For me, it's a straight-up tie between the woods and the beach. I'm equally happy taking a hike through the woods as I am sitting on the beach or even getting pummeled by the waves. For you, maybe it's a friend's house and a boat in the middle of the lake, favorite corner of your home, or even on your back deck enjoying a magnificent view. A friend of mine from college, his place, his peaceful place is flying up in his Cessna. We all have places that bring us comfort, where we find peace. In our readings for the second Sunday of Advent, peace and comfort are found in a place that you wouldn't expect. A hard, an unforgiving place. The scriptures tell us that if you want to find peace, you head out into the wilderness. Now, to be clear, the kind of wilderness these texts are describing are not the wilderness that we are thinking of. It's not the often visited national park or a well-marked trail or a beautifully manicured campsite with a campfire and tents and sleeping bags and s'mores. Nope. The wilderness of the Bible is a harsh and inhospitable place. The weather patterns are unpredictable. Water is scarce. And the trails, they're non-existent. The wilderness of the scriptures, it's not a destination that you would choose to go to yourself. Often, you are taken there against your will. Illness, trauma, loss, hardship. These are some of the waypoints on the way into the wilderness. You end up there when all of your carefully made plans fail. When someone you trust betrays you. When your beloved dies. This wilderness is not someplace that you would choose to be. And yet, it's in this hostile desert that God speaks to God's people. A voice shouts from the wilderness, "Comfort, comfort, O my people." As we move deeper into the Advent season, considering what it means to be the gift of presence for each other and for our community, these readings challenge us to consider what it means that the wilderness is where God's comfort and peace come to us. Why does Scripture ask us to go out into the wilderness leading up to Christmas? Why are the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love hidden in the desert? Well, for one, the wilderness is a place where you are just laid bare. It's a place where you must contend with your own powerlessness. There's no safety net. It's raw. It's risky. And your illusions of self-sufficiency fall apart fast. Contrary to the image of off-grid influencers on TikTok and Instagram, being on your own in the wilderness is humbling in the starkest of terms. Additionally, the wilderness is the place where you can see the landscape as a whole and participate in God's great work of peacemaking. Our reading from Isaiah describes a day where every valley will be raised up and every mountain will be flattened, and then the crooked paths made straight and the rough ways made smooth. Unless you're in the wilderness, you can't see the way toward making the kingdom of God a reality on earth. When you're wandering in the wilderness, an immense barren landscape stretches out before you in every direction, you're able to see what's usually obscured. Suddenly you feel the rough and broken ground beneath your feet. You experience what it's like to struggle down twisty, crooked paths. You begin to dream God's dream of a whole reimagined landscape. One so smooth and straight, it enables all to see the salvation of God. But to be honest, I really struggled this week with a theme of peace. Because when you're smack dab in the wilderness, wondering when or if God is ever going to show up and bring comfort, how can you find peace? How can you even imagine peace in the midst of all the turmoil surrounding you? When the world is full of unrest, when there seems to be war in every corner of the world, when it seems that there is no peace, how can you find peace? I mean, when we think of peace, especially here at Christmas time, we usually equate it with silence or stillness. Our carols often emphasize the peace of the night Jesus was born, the peaceful images of the Christ child cradled in his mother's arms, of the silent night. How is this kind of peace helpful when the world is burning? Isn't true peace not merely the absence of tension, but the presence of justice? To paraphrase Dr. King. And then when I thought back to these last few years and what saw me through the wilderness and what allowed me to find God's comfort, what allowed me to see peace in the midst of everything that's happened since 2020, it was learning how to stop, how to breathe, how to meditate, how to listen, how to focus. Like many of you, I was a big ball of anxiety and stress in 2020, 2021, maybe even 2022, 2023. The pandemic, the election, blatant displays of racism, the looming threat of climate change, it all wrecked me. Then I had a colleague who, you know, I was having a conversation with, and they gifted me a subscription to the Calm app. You've probably seen the commercials on TV or in social media. It's a simple app you put on your phone, and it's filled with guided meditations, breathing exercises, thoughts for the day, sleep stories. I took a 30-day learn to meditate course on the app and began a habit that taught me equanimity. Now, it's a big word, equanimity, but it's mental calmness. It's composure, it's evenness, especially in a difficult situation. Because I deliberately take time, take quiet moments each day for mindfulness, for reflection, for prayer, I'm mostly able to face these days with less stress and anxiety. I was reminded this week in the reading for our Tuesday Bible study from Right Here, Right Now, that the ancient desert mothers and fathers of our faith in the early second century often retreated into cells that they built to hide all distractions. And they would meditate, listening for God. And it was because they grounded their spiritual life in these mindful practices. It was because of that that they were able to dedicate their lives to peace and justice in the way of Jesus. And that was my aha moment for this week. Because I have spent time in the metaphorical desert, the metaphorical wilderness so many times in my life, I've learned how to seek God's comfort when I am there. Taking those mindfulness moments now has helped me to see backward and forward. So when I look back on these times in my life, most often the comfort and peace of God came to me in the form of another person. Maybe that's the same for you. One of my favorite scenes in the now classic TV show, The West Wing, was when John Spencer's character, Leo, was talking to Bradley Whitford's character, Josh. It was in the second season's Christmas episode. Josh is really in the wilderness here, okay? He's dealing with PTSD after being shot in an assassination attempt on the president. And Leo tells Josh this parable. This guy's walking down the street and he falls in a hole. The walls are so steep he can't get out. A doctor passes by and the guy shouts up, "Hey, you, can you help me out?" And the doctor, he writes a prescription, throws it down in the hole and moves on. Then a priest comes along and the guy shouts up, "Father, I'm down in this hole. Can you help me out?" And the priest writes out a prayer and throws it down in the hole and moves on. Then a friend walks by. "Hey, Joe, it's me. Can you help me out?" And the friend jumps in the hole. Our guy says, "Are you stupid? Now we're both in the hole." And the friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before, and I know the way out." In this parable, Leo is being the gift of presence, the gift of peace for Josh. In my story, I can name a handful of folks who have been present with peace for me. What about you? Who has been present with peace for you? When have you been the gift of peace for someone else? When have you walked through the wilderness with someone, bringing that comfort and peace? Friends, comfort awaits us in the desert. God's promises to come to us in the wilderness are true. May we believe this. May we believe that we are the gift of peace for someone wandering in the desert. May we believe this when we are the ones wandering, looking to be found. My friends, you are the gift of peace for someone. You are the gift. May it be so.